This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Democrats plan to push ahead with a virtual roll call ahead of next month's Democratic National Convention, with Kamala Harris favored. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The DNC convention starts August 19th, but Democrats are moving towards a virtual roll call ahead of that to formally nominate Kamala Harris for president. Connecticut delegate Kenneth McClary.
Anywhere between August 1st and August 7th, there is a potential roll call vote because of some issues with access to the ballot. We know that Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are going to put legal challenges all across this country to stop Kamala Harris.
I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday he will address the nation Wednesday night about his decision to end his re-election bid.
The president says on social media he'll discuss what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people. But on Capitol Hill,
if Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he is not fit to run the country.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and many Republicans are urging the president to step down. The White House calls that ridiculous. And number four House Democrat Ted Lieu used a football analogy to explain why.
Like a quarterback takes a team that's like 4 years ago not doing well, and then now takes them to having a winning victory and says, you know, I'm going to retire next year. Doesn't mean that quarterback can't play this year.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington this week will consist of an address to Congress on Wednesday. At a moment of the extreme political influx in the United States, Netanyahu plans to speak with U.S. leaders who are wary of his record of interjecting himself in American politics. At stake in the visit of